not as serious as some people are making it out to be.
A new program in Maryland helps those with mental health issues. I'm Luke Luker.
Breaking sports news, a defensive lineman with the Raiders becomes the first active NFL player to come out as gay.
WTOP at 7 o'clock.
The first active NFL player comes out.
I'm really not doing this for attention.
A tornado hits suburban Chicago.
It could have been a lot worse.
Voting rights showdown.
This will be a fight of his presidency.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Carl Nassib, defensive end for the Las Vegas Raiders, comes out as the first openly gay active NFL player.
I want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest.
Nassib says he has donated $100,000 to the Trevor Project, a suicide prevention group that helps LGBTQ youths. In West Suburban Chicago, cleanup after an EF3 tornado with wind speeds of at least 136 miles per hour in the Naperville, Woodridge, and Darien areas. Naperville Fire Chief Mark Puknitis says 8 people were transported to the hospital and are expected to recover.
We have about 22 homes in this area that are uninhabitable, and there are over 130 homes that were affected, that were damaged in one way or another.
The Senate is preparing for a showdown tomorrow with a test vote of a sweeping elections bill, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The Senate will give us a disastrous proposal. No quarter.
The bill has been touted as Democrats' response to a GOP push for state-level voting restrictions. President Biden is expected to meet again with senators this week as a new $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure proposal circulates on Capitol Hill, and Democrats continue preparing to go their own way on a much larger measure. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The White House has made its opposition to key components of the bipartisan proposal clear. In particular, it objects to inflation-driven increases to the gas tax that for decades has funded highway improvements. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that would violate the president's pledge to not raise taxes on working families.
So that is a non-starter for him.
The White House also opposes a new miles traveled levy on electric vehicles, which avoid the gas tax.
The president wants to grow the electric vehicle industry.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
The Supreme Court rules against the National Collegiate Athletic Association in its bid to maintain limits on education-related compensation for student athletes. The court ruled unanimously that the NCAA's curbs on non-cash payments to college athletes related to education are anti-competitive. CBS Sports' Dennis Dodd.
It's a very narrow decision. It deals with education-related benefits. This, on top of what's coming with name, image, and likeness, makes the NCAA almost powerless in terms of players' benefits outside of their athletic endeavors.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 587 points. The Nasdaq ended up 111 points. Now this.
Discover the heart of America with American Queen Steamboat Company's authentic paddle wheel riverboats. They offer all-inclusive journeys on the mighty rivers of the U.S. Visit AQSC.com.
7:03 here on WTOP on this Monday evening, June 21st, 2021. A stormy one in places, 76 in Reston. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis.
And I'm Ken Duffy. The top local stories we're following this hour. Strong thunderstorms have been moving from west to east across the listening area. Let's go live now to Storm Team 4's Matt Ritter with the latest. Matt, are we kind of out of the woods here?
Yeah, the heart of the listening area for sure. In fact, most of us now are out of the woods in terms of these storms. But northern Anne Arundel County in particular, all the way up the western shore of the Chesapeake Bay, east of Baltimore itself, all the way up to Cecil County, Maryland, still a squall line moving through with severe thunderstorm warnings in effect until 7:15. In particular, right now, near the Maryland Renaissance Festival in Crownsville, Millersville, and Parole, Severna Park, and Arnold, Cape St. Clair, getting hit really hard right now with very strong gusty winds and extremely heavy rain, and this is moving towards the Bay Bridge. Anyone heading west on the Bay Bridge right now, you're driving right into this stuff. Be ready for it. And a lighter shower near the Laurel and College Park area. That's pretty much all that's left. D.C. itself in the immediate Beltway area has been dropped from the severe thunderstorm watch, so almost all of us are dropped from that watch right now. Still in effect for Prince George's County and Howard County until 10 p.m. But things are winding down. More rain is on the way for tomorrow before a change in the weather pattern. Real comfortable stuff is on the way for midweek. We'll be talking about that later on.
Okay, Matt Ritter live at Storm Team 4. And these storms that we've described brought heavy winds and damage to Loudoun County. Middleburg Police Chief A.J. Panabianco says people should keep an eye out for downed power lines and damaged trees.
We've got reports of a couple power lines down, and we have some tree debris and some smaller trees down on some of the back streets. Some of the residential areas.
The WTOP traffic reports a downed tree that was along eastbound lanes of 50 in Middleburg has just been cleared.
And we have some outages across the region. Dominion reporting more than 6,000 customers out. Most of those are in Loudoun and Fauquier counties. BGE reporting around 500 without service in Carroll County and just under 300 in Howard County.
Random reviews of police body camera videos are proposed in Montgomery County tonight. The move comes after elected officials learned about an incident involving police who handcuffed and screamed at a 5-year-old boy. That was 1.5 years ago. Let's get the story tonight from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
Videos are reviewed right now. There are thousands of hours of police interactions with the public that are captured.
But Montgomery County Council President Tom Hucker says more needs to be done to address transparency and accountability. He points to a January 2020 video of two officers who handcuffed and screamed at a 5-year-old boy. Hucker says county officials and the police chief, Marcus Jones, were only made aware of the incident 14 months after it happened. Hucker says his proposed bill would call for random reviews and monthly updates to the police chief of any internal affairs investigations into possible criminal use of force or harassment cases. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Following a lawmaker's family tragedy, more help is on the way for Marylanders struggling with mental health issues and thoughts of suicide. A new program starts next month.
It is named after the son of Representative Jamie Raskin, who died by suicide late last year.
We don't want to lose anybody else. And so my family is just really happy that Tommy is being honored in this way.
The Tommy Raskin Act will allow Maryland residents that are struggling with mental health to opt into a program through Maryland 211 and the Department of Health. They will periodically check in with those that sign up and provide additional mental health resources. It was the first bill signed into law by Governor Larry Hogan this year.
We're also ensuring that his name will forever be a symbol of hope for others who are struggling with mental health issues.
In Annapolis, Luke Lugert, WTOP News.
Another example of why you should always lock your car doors and never leave anything valuable inside. More than 60 cars were broken into in Alexandria's West End. That was about a week ago, Monday and Tuesday of last week. In each case, somebody broke the car's window and searched through the interior. In some cases, wallets, keys, cash, and other items were taken. Alexandria police want to hear from anyone with information or video related to the break-ins. They say no detail is too small.
Still to come, we'll talk about the new Delta variant of COVID that is spreading in unvaccinated parts of the country. We'll hear from infectious disease expert Dr. Monica Gandhi after traffic and weather. It's 7:08.
The time for defense organizations to harness the power of the cloud is
now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.